Welcome to Mr. R Storytime. And today is Wednesday, May 11, 2011. And here I am with my students, third grade discoveries. And today I'm going to share a story. So I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this modern fable about the elusive search for true love. It is a story with soul. The Blue Shoe by Peter Reynolds. Once upon a time, there was a blue shoe who had no partner shoe. The shoe set out on a journey, looking high, looking low, trying to find her soul mate. Then one day, she met a green boot, a beautiful green boot. He was very kind to the blue shoe, but he was not a blue shoe. He was green. He was a boot. He was not blue. He was not a shoe. She left him after a very nice farewell. She set out on her way. Many days and nights passed. Finally, she met a blue sneaker. Perhaps he will do. The blue sneaker smiled at the blue shoe. Then he asked her to dance. His movements were very smooth and blue. She was impressed. "You're a very good dancer," she sighed. "Thanks. Yeah, everybody tells me that. I must admit, I'm very, very good." The blue sneaker began to tell the blue shoe all about himself. He talked and talked until it got dark. The blue shoe was very, very tired. Very tired of the blue sneaker. She slipped away as fast as she could. The blue sneaker didn't seem to notice. It was very late. It would be a very long time before she reached home. The blue shoe saw a house across the valley. She decided to stop and ask if she could rest there for the night. The door opened. It was the green boot. "Yes, of course. Stay and rest." The blue shoe smiled. "Thank you." The green boot made her some mint tea. Just like our peppermints, right? Mint tea. And showed her to her room. The blue shoe smiled. "This is more than I could ever hope for. Thank you." She said goodnight and fell into a deep and sweet sleep. The boot peeked in to see if the shoe was okay. He noticed that her sole had worn very thin. She must have been searching for a very long time. The next morning, the blue shoe awoke and looked out the window and stared at the pouring rain. She went downstairs and found the green boot. breakfast is ready, he said cheerfully. I'd love to stay, but I have a long journey ahead of me. The truth was, she was hungry and would have enjoyed sharing a meal with the boot. But she was also hungry to be on her way. Goodbye, green boot. Goodbye, blue shoe. She ran into the storm, into the thunder, and into the lightning. Boom! The rain poured, and the wind grew stronger. The journey was becoming very difficult. The blue shoe carefully made her way through the muddy path. The ground was soft, and suddenly the blue shoe's heel sunk into the mud. The rain kept coming. The blue shoe sunk deeper into the mud. And the rain kept coming, and although the blue shoe's sole had worn thin, she was brave and held out hope. She closed her eyes and rested, and heard a noise, a sloshing, a sloshing. It was the green boot. Her heart leapt with joy. Not because she was being rescued, for she had survived many storms in her life, but because in this moment she realized that the green boot was her soulmate. The rain stopped. The green boot and the blue shoe shared a pot of very green mint tea under a very blue sky. The beginning. Well, this is the beginning of their life together. The beginning. So, I hope you enjoyed our story. Thank you for stopping by Sergio Discovery for Wednesday, May 11, 2011. And you can find all of Peter Reynolds' books at fablevision.com. And a very special thank you to Derek K. Miller for all this beautiful background music.